Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back on a Friday. It is October 3rd here on the show, and the divisional round is officially set in Major League Baseball. And Jenks, Christmas has come early. We've got Dodgers and Phillies in this next round. Ohtani v. Christopher Sanchez in the first game. I cannot wait to talk about some of these games. But first, we were talking about this during the break. So last night, I was in charge of snacks for my daughter's softball team. So I tried to do multiple snacks because snacks have come a long way since, you know, a high C and orange slices. Like, people get really into it and they make homemade cookies and all these things. So we normally do like a juice box of some sort and like three snacks. So last night I let Blake choose, which was probably not the smartest idea. So we did Famous Amos chocolate chip cookies, the little bite-sized ones that taste kind of like cardboard, but you still eat them. She did Teddy Grahams, and she did, like, fruit snacks. Like, she calls them yummy bunnies, but, like, they're fruit snacks, essentially. And then we did apple juice, because Blake is very picky when it comes to drinks. So let me ask you, build your dream snack bag roster.
Oh, gosh. I'm not a huge snacks person, but I would probably go... I'd probably go some Gatorade. I like Fruit Punch Gatorade. Actually, I like Powerade better than Gatorade. I'm in the minority there. I think Powerade is so much better than Gatorade. I'll die on that hill. I would have a Kind bar as well. You know what Kind bars are? Like, they have a...
Granola bars.
Yeah, it's really good. Like, and they're pretty good for you. I mean, relative, right? Like, they have a dark chocolate and sea salt Kind bar, which is really good. And then I treat myself like a small bag of chips or something. I've worked out. Why not? I deserve it.
Ah, that's pretty tame, Jenks.
Yeah.
Here's what I was expecting from you. An airplane bottle of alcohol, a pack of cigarettes, and maybe a can of dip. Like, that Chelsea, would be the Michael Jenkins parenting special.
Chelsea, that's during the game. That's during the game. That's how I perform at my peak. I'm like, let me take a drag and go out here and see if I can swing away. Maybe get myself a double or something.
Didn't you care to chime in here?
I can tell that Jenks doesn't have kids. Because putting a Kind bar, while they are fantastic, and I would crush some Kind bars, putting nuts in a snack bag for kids with the allergies, that's a tough one. That's
a
tough one.
For me...
You're going to send little Susie to the hospital.
Yeah, I feel like that's how you toughen her up. Like, you know what? You'll build a tolerance
system.
You'll build a tolerance here, Susie. You'll be all right. You'll thank me later. That's true. That's something I didn't
think about. Wasn't the question, though. It was for Jenks. It was his personal preference. So, like, that's what he chose. I think for me, I'd do something...
building it for the children.
Oh, no, this is for me personally.
No.
I would offer the kids cigarettes, is what I would do.
Mm.
Like, come over here, let's talk about
some of the wacky tobacco.
Yeah. The wacky tobacco.
Individual rolled joints that have their names on them, because I'm a thoughtful parent.
Yeah, for me, I would go chips... You know, not a huge bag, but you know they have those like mini bags of chips that are pretty small, right? Like, it's a nice little pop of flavor. We're not going crazy. Kind bar and Powerade. That's pretty decent.
I think I'm with you on the Powerade thing. I think blue Powerade is the number one elite flavor of sports drinks.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like, even more than any flavor of Gatorade. Blue Powerade is my favorite.
Okay. I'm not a big
I feel like you're...
No, I'm with you.
What's the flavor for you?
I always go, I'm very basic. I love the fruit flavor. Like, I like red. Just give me red. I'll drink red. Just give me red. That's all I want. I want red. cherry. I don't like strawberry. I don't like watermelon. I like fruit punch or cherry flavored, whatever. Outside of that, I pretty much, I'll drink like an orange, whatever, an orange flavored, a blue flavor, whatever that is. I don't even know what it's called, but I generally stick with the color red.
Ah, red v. blue. And funny you say that, because we have Dodgers versus Phillies in the divisional round, where we got to pick a side here. Are you team blue with the Dodgers, who have been tearing the cover off the ball? Or do you go with the Phillies, who have been kind of waiting around, but their pitching staff looks maybe a little bit deeper than what the Dodgers are throwing out right now? So the Phillies favored in game one. They are home favorites, -130. Dodgers +110. Total of 7.5 runs. Ohtani gets the ball for the Dodgers. 1-1 with a 2.87 ERA this year, and did throw against the Phillies this season, where he threw 5 shutout innings with 5 strikeouts. Then it's Christopher Sanchez, who's having an incredible season for the Phillies. 13-5 with a 2.50 ERA. Did face the Dodgers not too long ago, back on the 16th of September. Went 7 strong innings, allowing 4 earned runs. So, Jenks, I think this is a game that falls in the category of games that I want to watch, but not necessarily games I have a strong betting feel for.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, this is going to be an absolute banger of a series. I cannot wait to watch this. I will say, if we're looking at betting this game, I cannot resist Shohei on the mound and getting the Dodgers at plus money. Like, when do you get the Dodgers? And also, look at it this way. I know you were discussing yesterday, which I think is a very fair point, where some of these teams who have been waiting in the wings, I don't know if that layoff is necessarily a good thing. I mean, of course, you can always say, well, they're well-rested, but the Dodgers are playing so well right now. I know it was the Reds, but the Dodgers, remember, won 10 of 15 to end the regular season. They look great against Cincinnati. Maybe some questions about their bullpen, but Roki Sasaki, I think they found something in him, moving him to the back end. So I'm going to be in the Dodgers here.
I think the Dodgers have a really good chance in the first game with Ohtani starting and with the momentum of playing that series against the Reds, because I tend to agree with you. And we've seen this with the Phillies before, where they have waited around and they've been the higher seed, and their bats just get rusty for some reason or another, because certainly on paper, they have an incredible lineup and they should hit a bunch of home runs. I will say what makes me nervous is the Dodgers bullpen, like you mentioned. So maybe you could go with the Dodgers in the first 5 innings, and that would also kind of go along with, you know, the theory that the Phillies are going to be a bit rusty. You're not going to get yourself quite as much plus money. It's -102 for the Dodgers in the first 5 innings, but I think that's a pretty solid play as well.
Yeah, I think so. And Shohei's been great. I know when he first came back into his dual role with the Dodgers, it kind of took him a while to kind of settle in a little bit, but that hasn't been the case over his last, like, 4 or 5 starts. He's looked unbelievable, and certainly when you go into Philly, Philly's absolutely rake when playing at Citizens Bank Park, but Shohei has allowed 1 run over his last 4 starts. That includes 18 2/3 shutout innings. So, yeah, give me the Dodgers.
Yeah, I think that would be the play for me, especially when you get them at a very, very good price. All right, next up, let's go to Tigers-Mariners quickly. Because Mariners, big favorites in this game, -210. Tigers +170. Jenks, have you seen who the Tigers are possibly starting in this game?
No.
Because here's the thing, like, if there was any, because they haven't announced it, at least from what I have seen, but if there is any way that Tarik Skubal is pitching in this game, there's no way that this line will remain Mariners -210, because I'll say this, the Tigers certainly always have a chance when Tarik Skubal is on the mound, but the problem is he just pitched a ton of pitches, over 100 pitches in game one of their first postseason series against the Guardians. So I don't know how far the depth...
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chart goes for the Tigers because when you are relying on Jack Flaherty for your entire season in Game 3 of that Wild Card Series, it makes me think that the rotation is not that deep. But this does feel like a very, I don't know, it feels like a price that maybe is a bit too high on the Mariners. Minus 210. Do you think the Mariners should be favored by that much?
I'm almost tempted to put a blind bet on the Tigers at plus money just because of the possibility that Skubal could go. I don't think he will because he threw so many pitches. But then again, he is a competitor, which is one of the reasons why I love watching him, because he wants to pitch and he wants to pitch deep into games. But if he goes, you talk about incredible value. I would think that that would be built into the number here. I would think because of that possibility that Vegas would say, okay, we can't have plus 170 on the Tigers if Skubal goes, so we have to reduce the price here. So I feel like maybe they have an inclination that it's going to be someone else. Also, Jack Flaherty catching a lot of strays on this show over the past couple of days. But I'm almost tempted to...
We'll give him credit.
I mean, yeah, he did. He did. He looked good. But overall, your point is well taken. But yeah, at plus 170, I'd put a sprinkle on Detroit. I don't necessarily believe in the Tigers, and I don't know if they really found something against the Guardians, because, look, the Guardians had an amazing run to end the season, right? But they were doing it with smoke and mirrors. This is not, if you look at the roster, a great team, not a great hitting team. So now it's clearly a step up in competition, but if they have Skubal on the mound, it's going to be fascinating to watch how these prices switch like that.
Yeah, I would imagine they probably wait at least until game two, so he at least has an extra day of rest. I was looking at the options for the Tigers, and like these are the guys you're going to be getting if you put your money on the Tigers. Cater Montero, which if you don't know the name, has a 4.37 ERA. How about Troy Melton? T, as in Troy, if you see that meme with High School Musical, has a 3.05 ERA, which isn't terrible, but still... When you are facing this Mariners lineup who has the best numbers in all of Major League Baseball when it comes to offense, and they have the guy who's the hottest home run hitter in the majors, and Big Dumper and Cal Raleigh, especially at home, I don't know. Like, maybe I'm starting to see why this price is minus 210 in game one. And I'll say this, the urgency isn't quite there as much in a 5-game series as it is in a 3-game series. So maybe the Tigers are just going to sit back and say, hey, we're going to start somebody else, and if we win this one, we're playing with house money. Let's go to the Yankees and the Blue Jays. Yankees coming off, I'm sure, a very emotional win over their rivals in the Red Sox last night. So on Saturday, they'll play on the road in Toronto. Blue Jays home favorites here, minus 125, total of 7.5 runs. We don't know the starters for either of these teams just yet, but... What are your feelings on this series, Jenks? Do you have a leaning towards who might come away with the win here?
This is where recency bias comes in, because I kind of got caught up in... I don't like the Yankees. Let me just say that, okay? I don't like New York. But if you're just watching from a pure fan perspective, it was hard not to get caught up in watching Schlittler last night and how brilliant he was against the Red Sox, you know, a rookie in a game that the Yankees had to have. And honestly, I think that win will do huge, huge things for the Yankees confidence-wise, right? Because if they lose that series against the Red Sox, maybe Aaron Boone doesn't have a job. Like, they really needed that. The pressure was on them. And so the pressure is always going to be on the Yankees to some extent because they are the Yankees. But getting past the Red Sox in that spot and getting to this point, I think, is going to really help them and kind of, you know, clear the air as far as some of that pressure is concerned. So the Yankees at plus 105, I don't know who they're going to go with here. Maybe Will Warren. I think he's one of the guys who is projected who could go on Saturday. But I feel like the Blue Jays are a little spotty here, and I like the Yankees at plus 105, but again, maybe it's because of what I saw last night.
I still don't know if I can trust the Blue Jays, and maybe you could say the same for the Yankees, but I think you're right. Sometimes the order of your postseason matchups is not necessarily like easiest to hardest. Sometimes you have really hard matchups in the first round. I think that was the case for the Yankees with like the emotional ties to playing your bitter rival. And I think like the same goes for like the Dodgers and the Phillies. The fact that that is a divisional matchup, like in the NLDS as opposed to the NLCS, like, man, that's a tough one for both teams. Saying like, oh, you got to the next round, good luck. You have to face probably top two teams in the National League. So I think for the Yankees, there will be some momentum there. Maybe they can breathe a small sigh of relief. Because I'll say this, the Blue Jays are favored in game one, but they are not favored in the series. Yankees, $1.50 favorites against the Blue Jays. And again, I think one of the storylines is the fact that Aaron Judge is actually hitting well this postseason. Mm-hmm. I understand he didn't get a hit last night, but 2-for-4 in each of the first two games, including that game against Garrett Crochet. And the pitching matchups should be easier. You're not going to be facing a Garrett Crochet in this series. So good news for the Yankees, because that game one matchup against the Red Sox, when it's Garrett Crochet followed by Aroldis Chapman,
yeah,
it's real tough to get any type of hits going against that 1-2 punch. So I think the Yankees certainly have a good chance to down the Blue Jays in the series. Not so sure about game one. All right, Cubs Brewers divisional matchup in the divisional round. Brewers -150 in game one, total of 8 runs. Freddie Peralta gets the ball in game one for the Brew Crew. We don't know about the Cubs, and that's kind of been the theme, it feels like, for their pitching rotation. And Jinx, it feels like a red flag to me that you had to go to a bullpen game in game two of the wild card series. Like, usually right. This is something you don't have to do until like game four or five because you're out of options. But I feel like this is something that maybe catches up to the Cubs.
Yeah, they used 4 relievers yesterday. So I feel like that entire pitching staff is going to be a little worn out, and Milwaukee is rested, which I think here, you know, when you talk about momentum always helps, but the Cubs have used so many arms, and they have to go up against Freddie Peralta. I mean, Freddie Peralta has been fantastic this season, and the Brewers have been great at home. So it's -150 for the Brewers on the money line, but I feel like because of the toll that series took on the Cubs as far as their arms are concerned, I think this is a good spot for Milwaukee in game one.
Yeah, and especially because it's not the friendly confines. We knew that Wrigley was absolutely rocking. You're not going to get that home field advantage in Milwaukee. Coming up next, it's Parlay Central. If you're looking for big plus money, we got you covered next segment. Stick with us here on The Daily Show, presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.